My friend, if you're saved, you have a reason to rejoice in the Lord. You have a reason to praise His holy name. What is that reason? Just in the fact that your sins have been forgiven, that your transgression is gone. Is that not a good enough reason?
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We're so glad to have you with us today. We're in Psalm 32. Blessed is that one whose sin is forgiven. David wrote this psalm inspired of the Holy Spirit and was able to rejoice because he recognized that his sin, his transgression, his iniquity had been forgiven. And once you realize your sin is gone and washed under the blood, you're able to praise God and rejoice in Him also. John said, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. To confess our sins means something. It means to acknowledge our sins. It means you don't push the blame on somebody else. You don't point the finger of blame. You tell the Lord that you're guilty. You're the one that failed. You're the one that stumbled. You're the one that messed up. But praise God, you acknowledged that sin and confessed it before the Lord. The Holy Ghost brought conviction to your heart. You didn't ignore it. You didn't sweep it under the rug. Perhaps you tried it first, but then you confessed it to God, and by His grace, He forgave you. Listen, He didn't forgive you because you deserved it, not because of your good works or because you're popular, and not because you gave to the church. God forgives those who confess their sins to Him, those that repent of wrongdoing, those that don't try to push the finger of blame on somebody else. The fact is, let's admit it, we are all guilty. But God, by His mercy and grace, forgives us. He places that sin in the sea of forgetfulness to be remembered no more. It's gone. The Bible says, when He had by Himself purged our sin, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. To purge means that sin is gone and you can't get it back. No matter how hard you try, you can't get that sin that's been forgiven back. So my friend, if you've repented of that sin and you've been cleansed and washed by the blood of Jesus Christ, then don't let the devil try to bring condemnation. The devil is a liar. The devil is the accuser of the brethren. The devil is the accuser, and he brings accusations against the saints of God. But just know this, that if that sin is under the blood, not one accusation from the devil will hold water. The Lord will remember it no more. Jeremiah 31, 34, for I will forgive their iniquity and I will remember their sin no more. I believe somebody listening to this program right now just needs to hear that, because the devil has been beating you up. And he's bringing condemnation. But you just need to remember that the blood of Jesus Christ has forgiven you. And you are washed. Hallelujah. And you are forgiven. Praise God. See, that's what Jesus does for all those that have repented of their sins. Satan can bring all the accusations that he wants. But the fact of the matter is, if it's under the blood, it is forgiven. It is gone. Romans 8 and 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Friend, if you walk after the Spirit, then you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That means that you won't walk in sin, but rather you will live holy. You will do what pleases the Lord. It's called a walk in the Holy Ghost. We confess our sin to Jesus. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that you confess your sins to a priest at a confession booth. You don't confess it to Mary or the Pope, or by counting beads or praying to the dead. You'll never, ever find that in the Bible. Just remember, Jesus is the only one that can cleanse you of your sin. You must go to Him. There's only one mediator between God and men, and that mediator is Jesus Christ. By no other name can one be forgiven. No wonder David would rejoice and praise the Lord. And my friend, you can do the same thing too.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.